The New South Wales government has announced it's changing the way it communicates with linguistically diverse communities in the state. The government says it's accepted all 10 recommendations from last year's Media and Policy Review, which examined its advertising practices in multicultural sectors. Multicultural New South Wales CEO Joseph LaPosta has told a parliamentary hearing that the review involved extensive consultation.
We've worked with a number of the really important organisations, to be frank, that my agency has partnered with for over 40 years. Chinese Daily, Chinese Herald, a number of the Arabic-speaking publications, a number of the Vietnamese-speaking, one who's on our advisory board, Mr. David Jiang, who does a fantastic job in communicating with communities down in southwestern Sydney.